This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just the practice part. When I've been in the meetings and stuff with the guys and, you know, I've been around the facility and stuff. So it's just business as usual for me coming in this week.
When did you find out you were being suspended and what was your response to that?
Just right after the Ravens game. And I'm in a great spot. I'm just happy all of that stuff is behind me. Since I've been here with the Buffalo Bills, it's either been injury or, the PUP list or the suspension. And I'm just, you know, happy to have all this stuff behind me for the first time in 2.5 years and just able to just focus on football. So I'm in a really good spot just to be able to put all this stuff behind me and just to be able to move forward. Got 9, you know, games left. And, you know, once you have, something taken away from you, whether it's, whether it's football stuff, NFL stuff, league stuff, like what happened over the last month, or whether it's an injury, you know, you just have a new appreciation for the sport. Year 14, 35 years old. I'm just grateful to be here and appreciative to be here with the Buffalo Bills. I'm coming back to a really good team, 6-2. All I had to do is just do my part, nothing more, nothing less. And all the other stuff is behind me, and I can just focus on football and playing the best football I could possibly play.
You always talk about being looking at the optimistic side. What is the optimistic side in this to you?
I was able to get, a little bit more healthier. Was able to, get some work on my knee and rest and recover from my knee. I was already at a good spot when I left. But just to be able to push it even more and put it at an even better spot is good. And, I was playing pass rush downs, the first 4 games. And that 4th game, I barely played because we just didn't have any money downs versus that Baltimore Ravens team, that Sunday night football game before. And, 4 weeks off just to, chill and work on my conditioning and work on my craft. So I'm coming in, with really, really fresh legs at 35 years old. So that's the silver lining in this one. That's, optimistic in this one. I'm ready to go. I don't have any type of nagging injuries. You played 8 weeks. It's going to be something, whether it was my knee or whatever, shoulders or whatever. But I don't have any of that. It's just like I'm starting the season all over again, and I'm ready to roll.
Times that we had talked to you on the case, you said the allegations were false and the case was closed. Were you surprised then to find the news about the suspension?
I'm happy to have all that stuff behind me, and I really don't even have to touch on any of that stuff anymore. I'm just happy to have it all behind me and just to be able to focus on my career and the things that I love to do off the football field and just being the best pass rusher I could possibly be.
Like you said, you started the season well. What's the mindset like now this week, kind of jumping back into it, trying to pick up where you left off?
The same mindset, but you're never just staying the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So for me, it's just focusing on the things that I do well. Of course, you know, respecting the opponent and respecting anybody that I go against, but also respecting my process and my potential as well, and putting a little bit more belief in that. And I think the first, you know, four games, you know, I was just proving it to myself, you know. After you hear so many things, you know, after a while, I wouldn't say you believe it, but you just hear it. And, you know, not having any sacks or any production last year, and I didn't necessarily believe the noise, but you just kind of hear the noise. So for me, it was just to be able to prove it to myself and, you know, to come back and really start this thing over again. I got, you know, a huge belief in my game and what I can do and what I can contribute to this team. And that's where I'm putting all my focus. You know, coming in, we got a 6-2 team, you know, midway through the season. Like, there's really nothing negative on my side. I'm coming to a really good team. I have all the ops in the world to go out and achieve all my goals and just take it one play at a time. The first two weeks, you know, to be honest, it wasn't really that hard. I was away from, you know, facility, and got to just go back and kick it with my dad and my parents and stuff, and just be able to spend time with them and my kids and stuff. But coming back here and going through the process, and then not being able to practice, and then not being able to go to the games, time just kind of moved a little bit slower. But you know, nothing in life is by coincidence, and you know, everything is just, you know, whispers and signs and just messages, and it's up to you to have the discernment and for you to just decipher, you know, what the universe is trying to tell you. And I'm in a great spot. I don't have any negative, you know, thoughts about the NFL or the league or, you know, anything that's going on. I'm happy. I'm in a great spot. I'm healthy, you know, just as important as being happy and coming to a really good team. We got all our hopes and our aspirations in front of us, whether that's on a team level or in an individual level. And I know we talked about being optimistic, and that's how I just choose to view it. You know, I can go get everything that I had. I can go chase all of my dreams that I had as a 5-year-old boy, you know, team-wise and individual-wise, and that's just how I choose to focus on it.
Feeling the suspension something you considered?
I'm just so happy to just put all that behind me. Like, I answered a couple when I was just trying to bury that and put it behind me. And like I said before, I'm happy and I'm healthy and I'm just in a great spot to be able to move forward. Got a 6-2 team. Josh Allen's playing like an MVP. You know, that's our counterpart. They put up points. I'm able to pass rush and do all the things that I do. So that's where my focus is.
You said it feels like you're kind of starting the season again. Because of what you were able to do the first 3-4 weeks of the season, are you in a more confident place just about your own abilities than you were, say, at the end of training camp?
Yeah, 100%. I think, like I said before, I was just able to prove it to myself. And it was 3 sacks on the scorecard, but I should have had more. I had even better rushes than the sacks that I had. So I just got a huge belief in myself, and I had to earn that. I had to work towards that, and I definitely have that. And you know, still got to add to that and still earn it. You know, we here in practice, we're going against, you know, a Dolphins team that can score points. You know, they got their quarterback back, so they're going to be chomping at the bit to get their, you know, season going too. And it's a great challenge and a great test for me and how I like to play football.
Haven't been around a while. How unusual do you find it to be 4 wins off on your division?
Hmm?
Right. How unusual is it? It's
really it's unusual, but like I said, we just, you know, we respect the opponent, but we just, you know, respect our process and what we do and how we do things a little bit more. And that's what's been working for us all the way up to this point. And there's no reason to tinker with that or to try to look at other options that could possibly be successful. We're going to stick to this until it's not working for us.
What's the ramp up?
I mean,
if they give you the opportunity to play Sunday, could you?
Yeah, I honestly feel like I'm in better shape than I was when I left. You know, I couldn't practice, but as far as conditioning and doing all that other stuff, I kind of hate that stuff. But I hate the conditioning and running and all that stuff. I'd rather just be at practice. But the conditioning is more effective, like just running and just focusing on that. And, you know, the football stuff will come. I was working on football drills and doing all that stuff, but there's no way you can replicate that in pads. You know, we'll be in pads tomorrow, so I have another test with that. But I've been playing football my whole entire life. You know, there's no way I can replicate those game moments or anything like that, but I'll be good to go on Sunday.
You coming back should provide the pass rush What about your reaction when the Bills got Amari? And the message that sent.
I was excited. I thought we were good with the wide receiving core that we had before. That's just me, you know, looking at it from an optimistic view, like I always do. But you know, add another, you know, Pro Bowl, All Pro wide receiver, is great for us. And you know, I remember when I got traded to the Los Angeles Rams, it just gives you an energy boost, especially when you go from a struggling team to, you know, a good team. And it just gives you an energy boost, and, you know, I can see that in Coop as well. So I was excited. I was glad I wasn't, you know, on those negotiation talks or anything like that, because I'm 0-3 whenever it comes to getting guys here. So it's probably the way we should do it when we're trying to get guys here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.